Blog Talk Radio.
Whether you use one screw or two, changing out knobs and pulls can add something to the design plan. Hey, y'all, and welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. Yes, we are a little late. I apologize for that, but I'm so glad that we are on the air. I'm Pam, your host for tonight. Well, your host for every night when One Designer, Two Ideas is on the air. Well, some things so small and simple as knobs and pulls can transform a space and make such a difference. You guys have heard me say many, many times, no matter where the drawer, dresser, door, or cabinet is, changing the hardware or adding hardware can start a redesign project. People tend to use knobs on cabinets and pulls on drawers. But remember, when replacing hardware, make sure you measure the holes of the original. Now, I want to make sure that before you begin to go to purchase replacing knobs, do your homework. Check to see whether the knobs that you have will be replaced and require one or two screws. And we said that at the beginning of the show. The former is typically considered a knob. Those that have one screw are considered a knob. Whereas the latter, which is the pull, is referred as two screws, is usually referred to as a pull. These are so available at the home stores. I love Lowe's collection of knobs and pulls. It's like a candy store. I tell you what, you go and it's so many. The prices vary. They can start at they have some that they discontinue for like 49 cents a piece. And the drawer is full. It's just saying that they won't be carrying them anymore. Bargain. Can you spell bargain? I can. Or they can go up and, you know, the real expensive ones. I'm not real sure you can find the really expensive ones at any of the home stores, but that's okay. But the prices can go up to $200. Now, I don't know who would pull that cost $200, but hey, if you got it, it's out there. I also went shopping, and I wanted to make sure I added this. I went shopping this past weekend and found knobs and pulls at Walmart, in an aisle, in packages, and they're cute. Yes, shop at Walmart, too. Remember when replacing the hardware, and I think I said this already, make sure you measure the holes of the original. If it is a cabinet or drawer without knobs and pulls, you can be creative. You can be creative. You can employ a carpenter, which is, you know, it's pretty, they have pretty fair prices and their work is excellent. Or you can try this as a DIY project. Hardware available at most of the home stores can cost a little, you know, and we said, you know, they can start as a dollar. Make sure that, I mean, when I go to Lowe's, I always grab one of those guys. They're so helpful. They're walking through the aisles with the red vest and they come and ask you, do you need any help? I bet you, once I get hold of one, they're saying, maybe we shouldn't have asked her if she needed help. But this one young man, we went from the beginning of my project to the end of my project, and he covered me in everything. We had the right nails and screws. We had the right knobs and pulls. We had everything we needed. When I walked out of Lowe's, I was ready to add knobs and pulls to the cabinets. Yes. So, and also, they are also available. Target has a great selection of knobs and pulls. It just really dresses up a cabinet or a drawer. It changes the look completely. And I know that I have said this before, and I'll say it again tonight. If you want to start a redesign project and you want your kitchen to look a little different, or you want a dresser to look a little different, or you want a kitchen drawer or any drawer, a dresser drawer to look different, before you jump in there with paint, you might want to go shopping for the pulls and see what you can find, because really the pull the knob or the pull can really influence the design that you come up with, and it will recreate the room and the space. I surely have enjoyed, I always enjoy this show. I always, no matter if it's late, if Block Talk Radio is having some issues, as long as I can come on the air and give the information that I want you guys, I want to share with you guys, I am happy, I tell you. So I appreciate really you listening tonight. I have some pictures that I will post at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page to show you what the aisle looks like at Walmart. And I have some other ideas that I like to share too, so I will do that. Thanks again for joining me. I look forward to talking to you. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for joining me. While the decor short may be short, it will never be short on substance. To say happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone. If just in case you're not joining me back on Monday at 7:30 and again on Thursday, next Thursday at 10 o'clock, we will be right back here. Merry Christmas.